afternoon. Turn with us over in 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. Good to see one of my friends here, Brother Tim. And he pastors there in Carrollton. I'm going to ask Tim, if you would, we'll stand on the reading of the Word of God tonight in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm going to ask Brother Tim to pray for me before I preach tonight. Preacher, would you pray? Amen and amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 1. By the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. For ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Now look what he says in your rejoicing. He said, get you some of this. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you for standing tonight. You may be seated. I'd like to preach a few minutes out of verse number 18 this evening. Well, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I want to thank God for a lot of things tonight, but I'm going to tell you there's some things that I'm thankful for that I don't have. Amen. I could stay all night thanking Him for the things that I do have, but it's some things I want to thank Him for that I don't have. If y'all'd help me preach a while tonight, I wouldn't preach over an hour and a half. I never would get this sermon done thanking Him for what we do got. But tonight, I'd like to mention a few things I want to thank Him for that I don't have. Number one, I want to say I thank Him I don't have a mummy for a Savior. Glad I ain't got a mummy for a Savior. I want to say He's a real Savior and He's virgin born. In Isaiah chapter number 7, verse number 14, there the Bible says, I love preaching. I just love it. I love looking at the face on wimpy people when I preach. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel, being God with us. God, in that format of Scripture, predicted the giving of his son. Said he shall be virgin born and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was God-man. The disciples found themselves on a storm one night and they ran to Jesus and awoke him. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? The Bible said that he stood up off of that ship and spoke to the wind and the waves. And when they laid down, they said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey his voice? I'm glad there is a God-man tonight. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jehovah Witness crowd said that he was a prophet and a good man. But my Bible says he's a whole lot more than that. He's the God-man tonight. He's the Savior of the world. And he's still the hope of Israel tonight. And he could cure America if they'd get back to him. Boy, I'm glad some things tonight I don't have. I'm glad that I don't have a mummy for a Savior. He's a real Savior. You'll notice in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, he hung on a cross and he died. And he says, it is finished in the Gospel. Didn't say he was finished. But on the third day, they buried him. They came to try to find his body. They came to look in the tomb, but they were too late because the grave wouldn't hold him. They looked and said, why you seek ye the living among the dead? Can I tell you, I've got a lot better story than a dead Savior tonight. Those that are worshiping Buddha, those that are worshiping Muhammad, they don't have the hope and the promise that we have as the blood-washed band tonight. Would somebody help me preach on a Sunday afternoon? Thank God I've got the gospel. I've got the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He's real. I'm glad He's reigning. Thank God one day He's returning. The Bible said the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain. I hope that I'm at a graveside service where Brother Chuck and them got that Kubota back hole, done dug that old grave, and all of a sudden these graves go to popping up, and that Kubota's gonna get in trouble that morning. What are you talking about? All the Kubotas in this world can't keep us planted. What are you saying? The Christians aren't buried. We're planted by the glory of God. We're getting up on resurrection morning glory. Glory to God. Boy, I'm glad my Savior's not a mummy. Thank the Lord. Me and Miss Renee, we got to eating that Chinese food. That's why we got so slim. And over there, Brother Larry, they got a little gold feller, got a little pot belly looking something on the counter. That's their God. He's Buddha. But I got a lot better story to tell than that. You say, preacher, you ought not mention that. Well, you ought not come in a preaching church tonight. I'm going to tell you, honey, Buddha's dead, Confucius dead, but my Lord and my Savior, He's very much alive, and He's ruling and reigning as it sees fit to Him in glory tonight. Whoop, hallelujah. Glad I'm saved. Glad I don't have a mummy for a Savior. He's real. He's reliable. He's risen and He's returning. I'm glad I don't have a mummy for a Savior. Number two, I'm glad we don't have a myth for a Bible. This old King James is inspired. I don't have to apologize about one word that is said. I don't know why some of y'all gets mad at a preacher. He didn't write the Bible. Some just read it a little louder than others. Somebody say amen.
Matter of fact, he said he chose the preaching to save those that lost, that believe. He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Teaching's telling, preaching's yelling. Somebody say amen. Boy, I'm glad I don't have a myth for a Bible. It's inspired. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 16. All Scripture. That's even that about the fish swallowing Jonah. That's even that about the children of Israel marching around the walls of Jericho. On the seventh day, on the seventh time they marched around, the walls fell flat. That's even the part of the Bible where Moses stretched out his rod across the Red Sea. And they walked across on dry ground. You say, well, that part in the water ain't that miracle. I tell you what's a big miracle. They walked across on dry ground. I'm glad we don't have a myth for a Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture's given by the inspiration of God. By the breath of God, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness. Then always remember this, young people, in 1 Peter chapter number 1, 1 Peter 1, verse number 19. The Bible goes on to tell us something that would do good to hold on to. Look at 1 Peter 1 and verse number 19. He said, "Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Look what he says now in verse 25. And let's get 24, it's a good. "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Tonight, I'm glad I don't have a myth for a Bible. It's inspired. Then it is infallible. The Bible said the word of the Lord endureth forever. Boy, I'm glad this book's going to stand when the world's burning. Young families, get you a good copy of it, because it'll do for you to live by, and it'll do for you to leave by. Oh, we need our Bible. I'm afraid we'll use our remote controls a lot more than our Bible. But oh, could I encourage you to get a good Bible and read out of this Bible. It'll change your life. And let me tell you, it's still in tune with the day and hour we live. The problem is the newspapers hadn't caught this Bible yet. But it'll catch you one. I wonder what they're going to say when we all gone one morning. I wonder what all them liberal media stations going to say about all them old hard-nosed Christians, Bible thumpers. Said, "We ain't got a fool of them no more." Let me tell you, they 7 years coming on this world like it's never been before when we leave out of this place. Aren't you glad the Bible, I read it tonight, we're not appointed to wrath, but that of the salvation. I'm glad Jesus saves tonight. Boy, I'm glad this Bible. Let me tell you something. If you took a survey this evening in America, asked people about how to get to heaven, you would get all kind of different stories. But you know what we better do? We better see what this Bible says. He said we're saved by grace through faith. Grace is what He's done for us through His Son on the cross. Faith, the Bible says, is given every man the measure of faith. If we're saved by grace through faith, we've got to access grace by faith. And boy, I'm glad when they come together, it produces salvation. And boy, I'm glad when salvation comes together, it produces justification. Justification's a big old legal term word which means something done in heaven. I'm glad the day I believe something was done in heaven. And there's a big old word a lot of you are scared of called sanctification. That lets you know something happened in heaven. Brother Adam preached this morning. They went out from us. Why? Because they wouldn't of us. If they would, they have no doubt continued. That don't mean that they didn't change churches. It means they just quit living for God. They burn out. Oh man, they're gone. You know, they've turned over a new leaf, but I found out them leaves don't hold out too long.
But I'm glad what Jesus said, you must be born again. And let me say this tonight before I move on hurriedly. There may be somebody here this evening. I was preaching this last week, and I said this in the revival meeting. I want to say it here tonight. There's probably some people sitting here thinking that you've done too much for God to forgive you. But He gave His Son for you, and He gave it for me. And His blood can wash us all clean tonight. And some of you, you've probably been not only doing some bad things, you've been doing it a long time. And you say, well, I've been doing it too long to change. Let me tell you, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Then it'd be some of you say, well, I'd get saved if I'd have fun. Well, let me tell you, I'm having the time of my life. I love being a Christian. I love preaching the gospel. I love telling the story. Man, there's nothing like being a Christian, having a family that is guided and based by this Word of God, knowing that I'm in His sight and in His care. That means something to me. You know, there were several in our little town at Bowden this week was called out to meet God. I'd ask you tonight, if you was called out this week, would you be ready to meet God? Not by your good works, not by your merits, not by your behavior. But I want to ask this, has it ever been a time that you've trusted His Son as your Savior? Has it ever been a time that the Holy Spirit's knocked on your heart, and at that time you reacted by faith of what God was doing to you by the Word of God, and you responded to Him, and you moved by faith to Him, and your life changed? The Bible said you must be born again. And boy, I wouldn't be much of a preacher tonight if I didn't tell you hell's still real. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And if you don't trust Christ, hell will be your home tonight. And that's not a mean-spirited preacher. That's just telling you what the Word of God said. No apologies about what God said. I've heard this a lot. Well, preacher, if He's a God like you preach about, why does He put people in hell? He don't put people in hell. People put their own self in hell because they reject what He's done for them to get them to heaven. Boy, I want to thank Him for some things I don't have tonight. I want to thank Him, first of all, that I don't have a mummy for a Savior. I want to thank Him I don't have a myth for a Bible. This thing is one. Anybody got a copy, raise it up high tonight, and you? Anybody got a copy of the Word of God? Don't that look? Shake it a little bit. You better be careful now to talk back to you if you shake it a little bit. Some of y'all going to get close to this thing, you're going to say to go to talking to you. I'm glad I got a talking Bible and a touching Bible. I'm glad I don't have a mummy for a Savior. I'm glad I don't have a myth for a Bible. I'm glad I don't have a modernist for a preacher. I'm glad old preacher Boatner was a Bible preacher. I'm glad I didn't have a modernist for a preacher. One that preaches the book, possesses the spirit, practices the fundamentals, and promotes the faith. Thank God I don't have a modernist for a preacher. And thank the Lord I don't have a morgue for a church. Somebody say amen right there. Now listen, I'd rather tone down a fanatic than try to resurrect a corpse. Glad I don't have a morgue for a church where the Savior is exalted. Hey, we don't sing happy birthday to Aunt Sally here, and I know some of you don't like that, but it'd be a good day where you go to church. If it don't on you, it ain't about you. And that's why some of y'all don't like me, because I won't sing happy birthday to you. There'll be enough singing time in heaven. And let me tell you, we're going to go to church. We ought to go to church to exalt our Savior. Because, honey, let me tell you, that's why we all here tonight. If He didn't take the initiative to save us, hell would have been our home. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. And let me go and tell you, that pew you sitting on ain't yours neither. And that window you looking out ain't got nobody's name on it. You didn't buy it. The God of glory's been... Is anybody glad that they in a church it ain't a morgue? Glory to God. Somebody having a move to have another move. I'd hate to know I was going to church where it took the fifth Sunday night to help me when somebody voted on helping me. You got some old moss back, got the money locked down, you ought to take the books away from him. Somebody say amen.
Uh-oh, it's two bottles of water up here tonight. I'm glad I don't have a mummy for a Savior. He's good, isn't he? Somebody said, well, I'd go to church if I thought I'd have a good time. Just hang around. Big difference in religion and church. Big difference in formality in old-time religion. I just want to thank Him for some things I don't have tonight. I want to thank Him that I don't have a mummy for a Savior. I'm glad He lives. Glad I don't have a myth for a Bible. Glad I don't have a modernist for a preacher. Glad I don't have a morgue for a church. I'm glad I don't have a monkey for my mama. Amen. Amen. I'm created in the image of God. Hey, young'uns, don't let the school tell you that you come out of some kind of mud puddle and it made something, then it produced a monkey and then spit you out. God created us. God created us. A lot of people denying the creation, not me. God said, and that's the end of the story. God said. Now, I'm glad I don't have a makeshift salvation. I'm glad my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Boy, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Let's do something. Y'all look a little stiff. Some of you look a little puny. Let's stand up, Miss Sherry. You come. Play us some fellowship and music a minute. Let some of these folks turn around and tell folks they're glad tonight. Come play for me something, Miss Sherry.